Lord, may the meditation of our hearts and the words of my lip be acceptable in your sight, for you are our God and Redeemer. Lord, make your stable in my heart is a pious Christian prayer that we pray this Christmas Eve. When we are praying this prayer, we are asking to our Lord Jesus to come into our hearts this Christmas, just as he did long ago on that first Christmas. Lord, make your stable in my heart is then both our prayer and our theme for this Christmas candlelight meditation. My heartfelt Christmas prayer for you, my good Christian friends, is that that good news the glorious angels announced to poor shepherds would not merely be words spoken on the outside, but also words that live within your hearts by faith. And so just as Christ was born in a stable, so we pray that God would open our hearts so that Christ would have a place to be born again inside us this Christmas. Many of the great hymns of Christmas contain just such a prayer. Usually they come at the very end of the prayer. After singing about Christ's birth, there is often a last verse that functions as an epilogue near the end of the hymn, asking that God would lead us to personally participate in Christ's birth by faith. For it is not enough to know that Christ was born into our world. We are also asking this night that Christ would come and be born again into our hearts. Let me offer a few examples from Christmas hymns. First, the hymn, "Welcome to Earth, O Noble Guest," which, by the way, was written by Martin Luther, is a prayer offered that asks the Lord Jesus to turn our hearts into his Christmas stable. There we sing, "O dearest Jesus, holy child, prepare a bed soft, undefiled, a holy shrine within my heart that you and I need never part." You see, Luther knew that Christ's birth would be of no spiritual value to any one of us unless we have a personal faith which also understands and believes the purpose of that birth. And that's why the hymn contains this prayer, that the Christ child would prepare a bed for himself, that is, a place within our hearts. Luther is piously asking the Lord to come into our hearts on this Christmas and on every Christmas. He is praying that the birth of the Christ child and this great news that we're here to celebrate would not pass us by, but that joyous message would find a place, would find room, find a way to remain in our hearts. Luther realized that our sinful hearts were more like the innkeepers in Bethlehem, whose greedy worldliness caused them to be highly unmotivated to find the Virgin a comfortable spot where she could give birth to her son. And so our prayer to God is that God would make us more like that humble stable where those animals stayed, that place that housed Jesus, and less like those haughty hotels in Bethlehem that rejected our Lord at his birth, that could find no accommodation for the newborn king. Such a Christmas prayer is essential because true Christian worship, true Christmas worship, finds a place for Christ in our hearts and in our lives, because true believers find room for Christ always in our celebration of Christmas, and because true prayer would ask God to make Christmas happen over and over and over again in our hearts. And so prayers of this kind are often contained within the great hymnody of Christmas. Take the ever-popular Christmas hymn, Joy to the World. In that hymn, we hear this sentiment expressed. Now, instead of a prayer directed towards God, in this hymn, we find Christians exhorting one another to make room in our hearts and lives for the newborn Savior King. And we sing, Joy to the world, the Lord is come, let earth receive its King, let every heart prepare him room. This exhortation to prepare him room comes from the spiritual realization that there can be no Christmas and no Christmas joy without Jesus. For the joy that comes to us and to our world on Christmas comes only when the heart receives its King. The powerful statement of this hymn is that joy to the world comes only through him. However, it seems these days in our lives there are so many obligations at Christmas that Christ unconsciously gets crowded out of our hearts. It's a sad state of affairs that as our Christmas activities increase, so the spiritual importance of Christ in our Christmas seems to decrease. And so that is why the Christian exhortation comes in this hymn, Joy to the World. The Christmas admonition here is that among all the busyness and all the craziness of this season, that every one of our hearts needs to take time, needs to make time to prepare a place not unlike that manger where we will celebrate with the Lord Jesus in our hearts. In order to accomplish this, sometimes we just have to sit and be still in the dark and remember that Christmas would be nothing without Christ. And so we Christians have come to this candlelight service, and we are sitting here in the stillness and in the silence and in the darkness of this night. We have slowed down, and we are here to meditate upon the true meaning of Christmas. With the lights dimmed and in the darkness of the night, we are better able to conceptualize what the Bible means when it says Jesus is the light of the world. We are better able to reflect upon Jesus as the true light as we sit in our own darkness. Sitting here in this service of dimmed lights, we once again think about the true light who was coming into our world to illumine every heart. Illumination, the bringing of light, is an ancient metaphor for Christian conversion, that is, of Jesus entering our hearts by faith. And so whenever we think of light illuminating the darkness, as when we will light our candles momentarily, we think of God letting that light bulb come on inside of our hearts and heads as Christ enters the picture. We think of the proclamation found in the hymn on Christmas night, All Christians Sing. For in this hymn, we hear, from out of darkness we have light, which made the angels sing that night. And so in this rather contemplative mode, in this candlelight mood, we sing a hymn like O Little Town of Bethlehem. Of all the great hymns that we could sing at Christmas, there is perhaps no better hymn to express this Christmas prayer for the Christ child to make our hearts like unto that humble stable that housed him when he first entered our world. For in this hymn, O Little Town of Bethlehem, We pray that Christ would enter in and be born again in us this day. I want you to just sit back. I want you to close your eyes for a moment, and I mean that in earnest. Just close your eyes. And in the darkness, listen to the verses from this hymn. And let these lyrics shape and form your prayer to God this Christmas Eve. A prayer for yourselves, for your families, for your friends, and for all you meet. How silently the wondrous gift is given, that God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his heaven. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend on us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. O come to us. Abide with us. Our Lord, Emmanuel. That hymn is powerful. That hymn reflects the most important prayer that any of us can pray at Christmas or any other time of the year for that matter. O come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. You see, the very intention of Christmas is that God wanted to answer this prayer. God wanted to come to earth and be among and with his people. That's the good news of Christmas, that God has drawn near to us in Christ. An otherwise abstract God becomes clear and becomes concrete as he reveals himself as the baby born in Bethlehem. The story of Christmas is the encouragement that we need to pray the prayer I'm suggesting, the prayer that God will indeed abide with us. For this is the very reason that our God became flesh and bone, so that he might live among men as a man. By entering our world, God has also revealed his heartfelt desire to enter your hearts in the person of his son, Jesus Christ. You know, Christmas can be heard on two levels. On the one hand, Christmas is very complex. It's too wonderful to fully comprehend in this life. Jesus' birth, the Bible declares, is the infinite God becoming a finite man, like us. A man with a date of birth, a man with a date of death, and yet so unlike us because he was without sin and because he experienced a glorious resurrection. And yet, at the same time, this birth of Jesus is so simple. It's so simple that Christian children can sing about it and they can understand its plain meaning in a Christmas lullaby. Most of us, before we had any recollection, when we were still very young, too young to remember, learned these words from Away in the Manger. And we sang these profound words with the simple faith of a child. We sang, "Be near me, Lord Jesus. I ask thee to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and take us to heaven to live with thee there." What are these words from Away in the Manger but that same simple childlike prayer that Christ would be with us and live in us, that he would be born again into our hearts this Christmas? What is this but a childlike request that Jesus would make our heart his stable? For it is not enough to know that Christ was born into our world. But in order to be saved, you must be born again. You must believe the angelic words. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. That message must find a place in your hearts to fill the void left by sin, to fill your life with faith and forgiveness. And so, in these hymns of Christmas, we pray that God would do what we cannot do, that God would put Christ into our hearts because only He knows how to enter in. At Christmas time, we can plant faith like you can plant an amaryllis bulb in the deep of the winter, but only God can make it grow. And so we ask God by His grace to let the birth of Jesus Christ take root in us again this night. We pray that the good news of Jesus would find room to grow within us and to take shape, much like the Son of God physically grew within the womb of Mary. There are still many other Christmas hymns that I could cite that have such a prayer contained within them for Christ to make His home in our hearts. And I'll offer only one more as a kind of closing prayer. It's from the Christmas hymn that we just sang, "Now Sing, We Now Rejoice." The lyrics of this hymn form our Christmas prayer. God's Son, come from above, your grace and saving love to my spirit bringing, O pure and holy child. Fill my heart with singing for grace so great and mild. Draw me, Lord, to you. Draw me, Lord, to you. And so God would encourage this prayer from us all. This prayer, Lord, make me your stable. Humble, it's true. And yet make my life glorious, because my heart is both host and home to you. Amen. May the peace of our Lord Jesus remain in your hearts throughout the Christmas season and forever. Amen.